This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm so excited that you are joining me and Sarah today to answer some of your questions. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, good morning.
So after we wrapped last week, like the second we stopped recording, you were like, hey, so I made a note. Care to share with the audience what you... I was like, why didn't you say this when we were recording? So say to them what you said to me about our 600th episode giveaway.
So I wanted to add to the prize bundle by offering a hand-painted sign with one of your sort of EB-isms.
I
wrote down a few. I don't know if I have it here. I know one of them was win the moment you're in.
Mm.
And excellence is the next 5 minutes.
I love that. So for those of you that don't know, I think Sarah shared this on the first episode that we did together. Sarah is amazingly talented and creating these hand-painted signs. And it's not just a hobby. Like, it's a business. She sells them to stores. They are, like, clamored for left and right. She's always putting them in new stores all over the place. And she ships all over the world. And Sarah made me a sign when I first moved into my tiny house that says Travel Light, and that will for sure be going in the new office space as that wraps up in the next couple weeks. But yeah, she's going to throw one in with phrase of your choice, or maybe she'll create a couple of options. We're super excited about that. So yeah, we have one more week before we announce the winner of the three grand prizes for our episode 600 giveaway. You can enter to win one of the prize packs that we've been talking about, either related to the 12 weeks to transformation and breaking barriers, free access into those, or some of our sponsors are kicking in some giveaways, and where they're not, we're doing it ourselves. So Thrive Market, Fabletics, Classy Glasses, that sort of thing. And then the third prize pack is some of my favorite stuff, specifically the supplements that I have fallen in love with for my gut, for digestion, for the hormonal aspect that comes from gut health. So to win, all you got to do, you know what? Can you explain what they have to do to win? And here's why I'm putting you on the spot for that. I think maybe I'm confusing people. In my simple brain, it's like really straightforward and easy, but sometimes you just need to hear it in another person's words. So do you know what they have to do to win?
I think so.
Okay, Sarah's going to tell you what you have to do.
So you have to go on to either Facebook or Instagram and share your favorite episode.
Yeah.
Correct? And then tag you. So if you're on Facebook, tag Elizabeth Benton or no. Primal Potential?
Primal Potential Podcast is the name of the page.
And then on Instagram, it's Elizabeth Benton.
Right.
Yes.
And all that means is you're posting on either Instagram or Facebook. If you do both, double the chances to win, right? If you do it every day on Instagram, even more chances to win. But you're creating a post. And the purpose of the post is to share your favorite episode or a lesson you've learned. And to make sure that we see it, you tag on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton, which means you literally type the at symbol and then ELIZABETHBENTON. Or if you're on Facebook, you create your post. If you want to put a screenshot of the, you know, podcast, or you're just typing something out, and then you type in at PRIMALPOTENTIALPODCAST, Primal Potential Podcast, and they auto-populate. So if you're on Facebook and you start typing at PRIAM, it's going to populate with the page. So then you just click it, right? That's what a tag is. And if you have questions, just Google how to tag a page on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and it's going to tell you. No need to overcomplicate it. Before we get into your questions, which is what we do on Saturday shows, speaking of the prize packs and our sponsors, today's episode is brought to you by Fabletics. I love workout clothes. And the funny thing is, I can't wear nice clothes anymore because I have a puppy. And I have a yard that is mud right now. Because has it been like absurdly rainy here?
Mm-hmm.
It is bonkers.
Yes.
So what I like is that I really have started wearing my Fabletic stuff like almost every day, except for right now I'm in overalls. But it's functional, right? It's not just gym wear. The cool thing about Fabletics is that their clothes are cute enough that you can just wear them around the house. And I love how affordable they are. They have regular sizes. They have plus sizes. It's not just leggings, although that's my favorite. They've got really amazing sports bras, tops, accessories, you name it. And it's just great that they're so affordable, because a lot of the competition, you're going to spend $80, $90, $100, $120 for one pair of leggings. But Fabletics is making it affordable and adorable. So when you shop through fabletics.com/primalpotential, you're going to be able to take advantage of a 2-for-$24 deal on leggings, which is basically insane. And even if you're like, I don't wear leggings, somebody in your life does, and you just scored a great deal for their next birthday present, anniversary gift, you name it. So fabletics.com/primalpotential, and I will put that link in the show notes for you. Show notes today are at primalpotential.com/603. 603 was my area code growing up.
Oh, yeah.
New Hampshire.
Yep.
Yep. I still remember my childhood phone number, which is really funny because I don't know my boyfriend's phone number.
I know. That's weird.
Do you know your boyfriend's phone number?
No, I don't. I know blushing. My mom's phone number, though.
I don't know my mom's phone number. Isn't that crazy? The only phone number I know by heart is mine and my childhood number that no longer works.
That's it, huh?
That's it. If I got arrested and you got one phone call, they must let you access your cell phone because that's where all the numbers are.
I would hope so.
I would call myself and nobody's checking my voicemail.
No.
Yeah, that would be awful. I'd be like, can I post on social media instead?
Somebody save me.
Yeah, exactly. Mom. Mom, I need help. Oh, my gosh. Funny story about my mom. This actually is related to you. I was sharing with her that my car isn't registered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it has to do with Sarah, because I was like, can you help me register my car? I'm not like a delinquent or whatever. It's just a complicated thing. And you have to like go in and get all this crap. And I just haven't done it. Anyway, my mom was kind of laughing at me. And she's like, I wonder if there's like a tip line where I could get money for turning you in. And I said,
thanks, Mom.
I said, I dare you. I dare you. That would make a great podcast episode, that time my mom turned me in. We already have my mom admitting that I wasn't good enough. Go ahead. Turn me in, Mom. I dare you. I need more to talk about. Yeah.
Let's hope I'm not in the car when that happens.
I know, right? Oh, God. We got a tip, an anonymous tip. Sounded a lot like your mom. Anyways, there's a lot of questions. We should probably get to them. What do we got?
All right. This person wants to know more about journaling. How is it useful and what is it used for?
Okay, so I've done a bunch of episodes on journaling. Specifically, 559 is an episode on a particular type of journaling that I found really helpful. I coined it identity journaling. Like, who do I want to be? What is the best version of me? And how can I show up that way? So episode 559 is about journaling. And we'll put all this in the show notes. You can find that at primalpotential.com/603. But I've done full-on episodes. I think 206 is also all about journaling. So I'll make sure to link those up. If you want a deep dive on how do you journal, what is it good for, all of that stuff. The other thing that would be good to revisit is the Changemaker series, because the first of that four-part series we did in April is all about awareness. And that is what journaling is good for, paying attention. Right? Not only does it show us what works and what doesn't work, but a big part of the challenge in anybody's pursuit of change, whether it's financial change, career change, health and body change, is that we're just not paying attention. We're kind of going through the motions and the day carries us away, but journaling creates that pause to say, okay, what do I want? And what I've shared in terms of why I journal is that it allows me to take charge of my day instead of allowing my day to take charge of me. Because if I wake up and I just jump right into it, like, here we go, you know, what does the inbox say? It can feel very out of control. But taking just 2 or 3 minutes to say, these are the big priorities for the day. This is what needs to happen. This is how I want to show up. This is how I'm going to challenge myself, or this is how I want to create change. It puts me in the driver's seat where I spent a lot of years kind of drifting. And I know, Sarah, you only recently started journaling when you got the identity journal. Mm-hmm. If you were answering this question, like, how is it useful? What would you say?
I would say the most impact it's had out for me is prioritizing my day and really focusing on those three things. I think I've mentioned that before, but if I have a gazillion things to do, it can be really overwhelming. But if I know I have those three things and I've committed to them in the morning, then I can prioritize those.
Yeah.
And it feels really good to know that I got those three things done, even if I didn't do the other seven things.
Right. Yeah. Because before that, I think you've experienced what I've experienced and a lot of people have. You can be really busy, but not be doing the most important things.
100%.
And journaling is kind of forcing you, at least in the structure of the identity journal that we use in the 12 Weeks to Transformation, to say, what matters most today? Knowing that it'll be different from what mattered most yesterday. So there's one question before that in our little queue here. Can we go back to that right above the I want to know more about journaling? If you don't see it, it's tiny little print.
I don't see it.
How do you not see it? How do we see? We both have the same file open right now. I don't know how you don't see it.
Oh, I see another questions about journaling.
Yeah. No, before that, there was a question. Actually, you know what? Let's go to the next one first because it is still related to journaling, and then we'll circle back after that.
Okay. This person wants you to share more info around affirmations and journaling. And also, do you have a must-read book list?
I'm going to start with that last one. Do I have a must-read book list? And the answer is no, not in general, because somebody's must-read book list depends entirely on their goals, right? So if Sarah asked me for a must-read book list, it would be super, super different than, you know, if I just started with a new client and they really want to lose 30 pounds, right? So it's goal-specific. My must-read book list for somebody who wants to create wealth or financial independence or change their money mindset would be totally different from a must-read book list from somebody who, like, wants to eat better. So the answer to that just simply is no. As for more information around affirmations and journaling, the first place I think is those episodes that I mentioned, and I'll link to 559 for sure. I think the other one is 206. Can you pull up Primal Potential 206 and see if it's on journaling right now?
Sure.
As for affirmations, listen to episode 577. In episode 577, I talked about how I was using affirmations to change my money mindset, but the principles there can be really powerfully applied to any aspect of your life. The other thing is going back to that Changemaker series. So I mentioned the first part that's around awareness. And awareness is, it's not about journaling.
No.
Type in the search bar in Primal Potential, my number one, or just number one fat loss tip, like the hashtag sign for number, and it'll come up. Because if that's what the episode is, then that's about journaling, even though it's not in the actual header. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So it's 206, 559 are about journaling. And then in that Changemaker series that we did back in April, part one was about awareness, which will speak more to the specifics of journaling and the why and the how. The second part is on alignment, which is really making sure that the thoughts you think are aligned with the changes you want to make in your life. And that is very much about affirmations. So those are the two that I would suggest for people who are looking for more information around affirmations and journaling. I will tell you that affirmations have changed my life, and the financial affirmations are a game changer. I was talking to one of my Master's Club clients about it the other day, and she was like, it's almost like creepy how well it works when you start to affirm the things that you want and make statements, like especially in the money realm, which is what we were talking about. I say that every dollar I spend comes back to me exponentially, and that amazing new opportunities come my way every single day. And I say that over and over and over again. And then I think I'm just more aware, and I'm looking for them more, and I'm talking about it more. And so I'm inviting the right people into my life. And that is the case whether we're talking about money or we're talking about health. I look for choices that take me to the next level. And every choice I make is aligned with my goals. Every day I'm getting better. Every day I'm getting healthier. I'm looking for ways to get healthier every single day. It increases your awareness. And that's why in the Changemaker series, we talked about how these four pillars of change are very cyclical. And we'll link to that Changemaker series in the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/603. Before you go to your next question, Sarah, I want to go back to this one that came in a little bit earlier. And that is, what do you do when your body doesn't cooperate? And this person said, my body craves sugar. And in their mind, they're saying that's why their body's not cooperating with their desire to eat less sugar, because your body craves more sugar. And here's the interesting thing that I would say about that. You train your palate, right? Every food choice we make trains our palate. So the more sugar you consume, the more sugar you crave. And here's the other thing. Who cares if you crave sugar? You still have the control over the choice. So I used to have this mindset that my cravings were stronger than I was. Like, oh, I just can't. I'm just craving sugar like crazy. And then it would immediately go to, so what sugar will I have? Because the craving is so strong and intense, what sugar will I have? How will I satisfy this craving? And I took that to mean indulging in sugar. So it's kind of like if you gave your dog a treat every time he barked, he would bark a lot, right? Because he would expect that reward. And we have the same relationship with our cravings. If the craving arises and we satisfy it with that thing, then we've taught the craving to be strong and we built our belief in that craving. So I would say, I don't care if I crave sugar. I can feel that and respond differently because I'm training my body no differently than training an animal. I can feel the craving and it has no decision-making power. I have all of the decision-making power. All right. Your turn, Sarah.
Okay. What is your driving force? I'm curious about this answer too.
My driving force. You know, probably like many things, you would get a different answer depending on the day and my focus and my mood. I think what drives me daily, because I work 7 days a week. And when I'm not working on Primal Potential, I'm outside working on the property. If I'm not outside working on the property, I'm inside working on the property. And I think what gets me up to do that is just wanting an amazing life. I think that drive comes from having missed out on so much of my own. Like, I know what it's like to sit on the sidelines. I know what it's like to hate your job, to hate your body, to feel like there's not enough money, there's not enough time. And I just don't want that for myself. I want to create an amazing life. And that includes financial freedom. That includes strong relationships. That includes a healthy body. That includes a business that makes a difference. I just want to have an amazing life. I think that's my driving force, you know? And I love helping people. I had a call with a client inside the 12 Weeks to Transformation yesterday, and it was such a beautiful call. She started it almost in tears and said, the investment that I made in working with you has completely changed my life. Mm. And like, if that doesn't get you excited, I mean, that's why I respond to every email. You know, when it would be easy to be like, of course people know that I can't possibly respond to every email, but I do, because I know that every interaction is an opportunity to have a positive impact. And I have a real passion for pulling people out of the struggle that really robbed me of a few decades. So yeah, what drives you?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I don't know specifically. It's probably something I should write down and think about in my journal.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, I'll circle back on that.
Yeah, exactly. Next week.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
Okay. How do you manage stress without overeating or over drinking?
So for me, I remind myself that if I overeat when I'm under stress, I've created more stress. And I'm not in the business of multiplying problems. I'm in the business of creating solutions. So I used to, this to me is a perspective thing, right? Either you have the perspective of I'm so stressed and therefore I'm checking out and I'm going to eat, or you have the perspective of how do I solve this problem? You know, I tell myself, going back to affirmations, right? Because there's a big question about affirmations and journaling and all of this. I use my affirmations in my journal to say I am a creative, energetic problem solver. So if the problem is stress, what is the solution? Does food eliminate my stress? Does alcohol eliminate my stress? Or does it numb me from it and create more? Because for me, it creates more stress. I don't feel physically good. I feel disappointed. I do not want to create problems in response to problems. I want to create solutions in response to problems. So if the problem is stress, what am I stressed about? And what is within my control to mitigate this stressful situation? Maybe I need to ask somebody for help. Maybe I need to get a better resource involved in this situation. Maybe I need to take things off my list that aren't essential. Maybe I need to get more sleep. Maybe I need to eat a little bit cleaner. But to me, this comes down to being a creative, energetic problem solver. And that is one of the big themes within Chasing Cupcakes. And we'll link to that in the show notes as well.
How do you live in the moment?
Practice. You know, and honestly, unintentionally, this goes back to journaling and to affirmations, because you can't live in the moment if you aren't paying attention. And so many people go through the day paying attention to their phone, worrying about this thing that's happening tomorrow, ruminating over this thing that happened yesterday. And journaling helps us build this habit of paying attention to what's happening now. This is a practice. And it includes recognizing when you're not in the moment. If I'm upset, I'll ask myself, where are you right now? You know, like, are you in this email you got 2 hours ago? Are you in this time management quandary for tomorrow? Where are you? Come back. What is happening right now? Like right now, I could be thinking about the 14 things I need to do later, or why my contractor hasn't showed up yet, and all of those other things. But right here, right now, I'm answering this question. And it becomes a practice of noticing when your attention is elsewhere and saying, be where your feet are. If you're driving, drive. If you're brushing your teeth, brush your teeth. Really focus on what it feels like as you brush your teeth. If you're eating breakfast, put away your phone, close your computer. A huge piece of living in the moment is noticing when you're multitasking and not multitasking anymore. I challenge myself to really feel the sensation of whatever I'm doing. So if I'm walking my puppy, then I want to, what do I hear? What do I see? One of my friends used to practice this strategy with her children when they were like having a fit or a temper tantrum. And she would say, you know, tell me about each of your five senses. What do you hear right now? What do you see right now? What do you taste right now? What do you smell right now? What can you feel right now? And that forces you back into the moment. And while I don't do that exactly with myself, I definitely, if I'm doing something, will say, you know, what do I hear? What do I feel? It's a practice. It really is. Sometimes we overcomplicate it and we want to figure it out in theory, but it's not something that happens in theory. It's something that happens in practice.
I love that mom was doing that.
Isn't that cool? Because you've got a bunch of nephews.
Yeah, four.
Yeah. And it would be like, can't you imagine if they're like going bananas, having a meltdown? Just tell me, what do you see? What do you see right now? What do you hear right now? What do you smell right now? And it forces them out of their head and into this moment, mm-hmm. like very tactically.
Yeah, great trick. How do I improve my relationship with food?
Over time, with patience and practice. That's it. You know, I was texting back and forth with one of my clients the other day, and she was feeling frustrated with herself and this strong desire to create change and not executing on it. And after, you know, a few back and forths, I said, you have to change in order to change, right? Like, you can't keep doing the same things and thinking the same things, because when you're thinking, I want to do better, I want to be better, I want to have more, and that thought process remains the same and the choice pattern remains the same, nothing has changed. and nothing will change. As silly and obvious as that sounds, you have to change to change. So if you want to improve your relationship with food, one thing could be there's just no drama. Like when my 12 weeks to transformation clients say, I slipped up or I fell off the wagon, I'm like, nah, you made a choice. We change our relationship with food in many ways over time with patience and practice, but a huge component of it is the story you tell yourself about food. One of my other clients, we were emailing back and forth, and she was really upset that she had what she described as binged on nuts and dark chocolate. And I was like, can we not use that dramatic word that all it means is you chose to eat more than you wanted to eat? So let's just say you exceeded your body's fuel needs by choice with nuts and chocolate. Stop infusing it with drama. Stop creating all of this, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? The story, be objective. I chose this. Next, people will say like, do you ever binge? Like they'll ask me, Elizabeth, do you ever still binge? Do I at times eat more than my body needs? Absolutely. Will that likely continue forever? Like, sure. Am I dramatic about it? Not even a little, because I know that it's all relative. You do not make or break your health with like, I ate a whole pizza. Oh, I ate a whole pizza, period. No drama. And now I proceed with my regularly scheduled programming of taking great care of myself. That is a huge part of it. Separating choice and emotion. That is a practice that can begin today. Today, listen to the drama podcast too. That's a really, really good one that I think can be helpful.
What is your favorite chapter of Chasing Cupcakes?
Right now, and this has been the case since it came out, but it might change as I like go back to it. I'm sure that if I reread it, I'll feel the way I feel like 5 years from now that I feel when I go back to the beginning podcast episodes. I kind of am like, what am I doing? You know, because it wasn't comfortable for me. But I do read a little bit of it almost every single day because part of my practice is to put things in my calendar that inspire me. So as I was writing the book, I was putting concepts in my calendar for future dates so that when I wake up on June 7th, like here's this idea that really moved me. With that said, the chapter that I love the most right now is chapter 9 that is about being creative, energetic problem solver. And I think ever since I was writing the book, like that was when I was moving into the tiny house and there were all sorts of challenges with that. And now it's the same thing in business, renovating the office, renovating the house. Like it's so easy to become dramatic about the problem and so much simpler to just get right to the solution. So yeah. Chapter 9.
All right. Last question here. How do you change your beliefs in yourself?
Patiently and with practice over time. This actually goes right back to how we started, which is journaling and affirmations, right? Beginning with one of the things that journaling can help us too, and you alluded to it, Sarah, when you said, you know, I don't know the answer to what drives me. Maybe I should journal about it. Journaling about how do I want to believe in myself? What if I could see myself any way in the world, how would that be, right? And if I'm answering that question for me, like if I could believe and know to be true anything about myself, I want to be kind. I want to be generous. I want to be patient. I want to be a great communicator. I want to be trustworthy. I want to be warm. I want to be healthy and vibrant and all of those things. So I would write all that down and then I would say, okay, well, what thoughts am I currently entertaining, endorsing, fueling with my attention that run counter to that? So maybe I'm impatient. Okay, well, how can I create a different reality today? What am I able and willing to do? If I decided that was the one I was going to start with, what am I able and willing to do today to practice patience? Or maybe you say like, I really want to know that I use food as fuel and that's it. Like that is just my default. Okay, so then what am I saying or doing or believing that runs counter to that? Maybe it's I'm an emotional eater. Okay, so what am I able and willing to do today to prove to myself, to practice being someone who turns to food for fuel only? That's what I think. Before we wrap up, because I know that's the last question, I want to share with you guys something I'm doing with folks who are on the wait list for our summer 12 weeks to transformation. So registration opens up for our summer session in just about 3 or 4 weeks. And I am using the next 3 or 4 weeks to really get to know everybody on the wait list, because my intention is to know better what you want and what you need, to share with you my coaching style and my coaching philosophy, so that before registration opens, you are able to really know if the 12 weeks to transformation would be a game changer for you or not. Because not everybody is a right match, like a right pair. And so I wanted to let you guys know that over the next 3 or 4 weeks, I'm going to be engaging with the waitlist very specifically so that I can get to know them and they can get to know me, for the purpose of really having clarity when registration opens in a few weeks, to know if it's the right move for you. So we'll link that up in the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/603. Or you can also go to primalpotential.com/transform to learn all about the 12 weeks to transformation and get on the wait list. Sarah, what do you have going on this weekend? Anything fun?
I have a baby shower for a friend, which will be fun. Yeah, it's her first baby, and it's really exciting.
Boy or a girl?
A girl.
Oh, yes. That's so sweet.
Yeah, it should be fun. What about you?
Working in the yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get the jalapeno peppers planted, the rest of the broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cabbage planted. We've got to repair a planter that crushed itself.
I saw that.
Yeah. But yeah, I just want to I want to get outside. Mm-hmm. And there's so much stuff blooming here. I just want to enjoy it.
I know. I told Elizabeth when I walked into her house this morning that her yard smells so good. All of those lilacs. It's amazing.
I know. And I'm going to be putting furniture in the office this weekend.
That's so exciting.
I know. I'm really excited. All right, guys. We love getting your questions. You can share them with us by going to primalpotential.com/inbox. primalpotential.com/inbox if you have any questions or topics. We love getting to connect with you in this way. And definitely, if you're on the fence about the 12 weeks to transformation, get on the wait list now, because I'm really trying to get to know you and your needs, share my style and my approach so that we can figure out if it's a good fit for you. Have a great day. We'll chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.